Shuchov Dal Mov Basu Chov Gimel Cheshvan Hetoshin Mem, November 12, 1979, and Tuesday continued.
So the question is, why is the chayv of skillets and the chayv of bina ben different from the lord, from al boy, from the chayv of al boy? So we have to give another reason. Vashli chundam the prayer she shayv mitalv u kach tzor chlima the prayer mami yike tir de demitz. In other words, we have to say that even a koin tabay v'rove, even a koin tabay v'rove, so prayer also has the time of theory. And that's why, even though it's Momishi Shemitim, but what kind of theory is there by prayer? After all, it's Momishi Shemitim. He's not going to be pressured by any Kayan, because if any Kayan demands it of him, he'll tell him, I don't want to give you anyway, what do you want from me? I'll give another Kayan. So the question is, and still the Gemara equates Schires with Kehen, so it's a Raya, that by Schires, there is also, by Kehen, by prayer, there is also Shayach Tirm. The prayer Nami Yiketir in the Mitzvah. Zorich Liyad Kriten, is Rizim Magdim. Because there is a lot of Rizim Magdim in the Mitzvah. So the Meire, even though Tir Shlesh Yehim is still Tir Zmanei, but still, it's Shayach to say, Tirm. Just as it is shayach to say tirde by schiras. So by schiras there is shayach to say tirde, not because of schizim adini, but because of the pressure. He wants to avoid the pressure from the lengo. And by prayer, so it's shayach to say lichli tirde because he wants to be his own. So for adavuche, we see a very important chiddush in this thesis. And we can deduce a certain din. Now, the halacha is that if somebody stays in a house less than 30 days, he's not chayav mezuzah. Now, suppose someone buys a house. He buys a house. And he moves into the house. But he hasn't dwelled in the house for 30 days. Is he chayav mezuzah before the 30th day, or is not chayav mezuzah? So there is a machlokes aposkim achreinim. Many achreinim say that the whole aloche of atshrish yeim is not chayim mezuzah, applies only to someone who doesn't intend to stay 30 days in a house. Say somebody rents a house for 2 weeks, for 20 days, for 25 days. He doesn't intend to stay 30 days. So then he's not considered as a real dog. Mashiach, if somebody rents a house for a year, but he has not dwelled in the house as yet, 30 days, so the first day he moves into the house is Mahuyah, to Nakim Mizuz. The Darachai, as the Sivets, he says no, it's a shield. Even if somebody buys the house, it's his own house, but until he has dwelt 30 days, he's not Chayim Mizuz. Now, so then, mainly there is a problem. There is a problem with the chayv. What should one do if somebody moves into a new house? So, can he make a broche before the 30th day? Because according to the chachayim, he's not mechuyev mezuzah. How can he make a broche? So what should he do? So, if he's only Italian, so if he bought the house, so then there is a very difficult problem. But if he's only Italian, so then he can be made. Because when the Rishonim say that the tenant is only mechuyev mizuzah d'rabban, who is mechuyev mizuzah d'raisa only if he owns the house, but if he's only seicher, so he's only mechuyev mid'rabban. So since according to many Rishonim, he's only mechuyev mid'rabban, and then he gets a chayim as to whether until the 30th day he becomes mechuyev. So if someone is a tenant, so he can make it that he doesn't have to knock in the mezuzah until the 30th day, and then the 30th day in the morning, so at the beginning, not the morning, and the night after, I mean, so at the beginning of the 30th day, so he should knock in the mezuzah and say what? Now if he knocks the mezuzah before the 30th day, some achrim say it's a shayla whether he can say bracha, because according to the chachayim, he's not mechuyev in the mezuzahs yet. So how can he say, as if Rishonim say something like that? But from this tesis, it's a raya kineged. Because tesis says here, that by prayer there is also the other mitzvah, before Shreshim Yehim. Now there it goes without saying. In regard to mezuzah, so there's a machlokes achrei, if he intends to stay there more than 30 days, whether he comes mechuyev before the 30th day. But regarding prayer, there is no machlokes. That's a domo poshek, I mean. That's without any doubt that until the 31st day, mechuyev b'chol yisrael. And the halacha is that if the father gives the care, the commission, let's say, on the 20th day, and then on the 31st day, the homishloim are already nisachlu, is already spent, so the father is not becoming the mitzvah. Because by the time when it becomes mechuyev, if the homishloim are still there, if the kohen doesn't spend it, he keeps it in his goral, in the bank, in a safe deposit box, so then the father is becoming the mitzvah. But if the kohen spends it, let's say on the 20th day, before the 31st day arrives, so then he's not giving Nisach Ma'aloi, he's loyot. Why? Because he received the money, he gave the money, if he didn't spend, so, in other words, so it's considered as if he's giving it on the 31st day, so he just kept it for a number of days. But if it's Nisach Ma'aloi, he's not becoming mitzvah. So we see that until the 31st day, he's not giving mechuyev. And still it says that he can tell the mitzvah should solve completely this reason magdini. The question arises, how can we apply this reason magdini? That would be what it's the carve on the contrary. When somebody gives homish loin to a kayan, so he says it broch. Ah, I should show things of it's one opinion I've been. So the male and to give the homish loin and not make it broch, it wouldn't be proper. That would be against the deed. So it shouldn't be the proper thing to give the Chomesh Loim before the 31st day, because he will not be able to say a bracha. So why does this say it's a chizim akimim? It's the ideal thing, it's more proper to give the Chomesh Loim even before the 30 days are over. The answer is, he'll be able to say a bracha even before the 30 days are over. Why? Because bracha is this kind of the Maisa Mitzvah, not on the Kima Mitzvah. If the Baal HaBayis, who lives in a certain house, appoints another Jew as a shliach to knock in the mezuzah, who says the bracha on the Kriya mezuzah? The Baal HaBayis or the shliach? The shliach says the bracha. But who is the kind of mitzvah? The Baal HaBayis is the kind of mitzvah. The shliach is not the kind of mitzvah. He doesn't live there. It's a chiv esador. So we see that the bracha has to do his mitzvah on the maisa mitzvah, not on the Kima mitzvah. The one who does the maisa mitzvah, So he has to say the bracha. So if somebody, if the father of the pro gives the homish loin to the kohen on the 20th day, and he tells the kohen, you keep it in your drawer, don't spend it until the 30 days are over. And the kohen says, yes, I'm not going to spend it. So the maisa mitzvah is done before the 30 days are over. When will the kima mitzvah be? Will take effect? After the 30 days, then the father will become the mitzvah. But not now. So he still can say the bracha. Because just as the shliach says the bracha, even though he's not becoming the mitzvah over there. The mishalach is becoming the mitzvah. So the bracha has to do with the mindset mitzvah. not with the Kiyuma Mitzvah, not with the one who is Mikayim Mitzvah. So it's a little possible. If the Shuyach can say the Broch of the Kriya Mitzvah, even though he would be never be Mikayim Mitzvah, why? Because he does the Maisa Mitzvah. So certainly that the father who will be Mikayim Mitzvah, but he'll be Mikayim Mitzvah 10 days later, that he can say the Broch right now, because the Maisa Mitzvah is takes place now. So in Mele, there is no reason as to why somebody who is ready to knock the mezuzah on the first day that he moves into an apartment, why should wait till the beginning of the 31st day? True, according to the Rachachayim. So he's not mechuyeh. So he's not mechuyeh. And here is mechuyeh, still it's Rizim Magdinim. So on the contrary, it's more proper from the point of view of Rizim Magdinim to knock the mezuzah on the door before the 31st day. Even according to the Derech HaChayim. Alright, that's a good book. So, we'll come to the Rima, the Prima, we'll get to the Ritze. She told us, we'll be out, this is my deal. For a Shri, so then the question arises, so how can Abaye the Ove, how can Abaye the Ove say, that Otto Mosso will free at his money, but we have a mission for Reshes, we can be poor, that the Cheska Shaloi no Zah? So we have to distinguish a regular Cheik from the Cheik Oh, Pinabe. They, for a shritama, the Hoche keep the highway, the Ishamalay Suze, Pirayalite Hazma, the Roy Ritardon, our Gabi Pirayal, the Catholic High Flower, the Halame, again, the Shemayom Tehame, the Porte, the Hensech, the Shemayom Pipe, the Shamaski, the story of Sech Halotis. What if they get the more of the thief, if let's say Reuven was masked by the Shimon, and then Reuven's bias collapsed. So Reuven can tell Shimon, you're not better than I. I have no house in which to live. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says that he can only say that after the rental period has expired. After the rental period has expired. Now, after the rental period has expired, why do we have to resort to the fact, you are not better than I, just as you don't like to stay in the street, I don't like to stay in the street either, and after all, it's my house. But if the rental period has already expired, so he's like someone else, so he should be able to oust him anyway. Without the town, because we are divas minoi. So the shita of Rashi is. I mean, that's in the pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in Ankabe, that Kapalev conveys that as a matter of fact, it's a Mishnah for Rashi's. It's a Mishnah for Rashi's in Asheel, not in Ankabe, in Asheel. At the end of Asheel, that Kapalev conveys. So the Mishnah says that if someone is maskier, Bais al-Khaberim form in the village it's easier to get in the house than in the Krach, in the city. So if someone is masked in Bais al-Khaberim in the village, and then this man, the rental period, has already expired, so then he cannot oust him from the apartment, from the house, unless he gives him 30 days. Because he can say, I don't want to stay in the street. It takes me 30 days to find the house. But that's in form. It's Hochim, the Mishnah says, you place it. Because in the city, it's more difficult to get that apartment. So, the real shita is that is only if he didn't stipulate for how long he rents out the house. He just said to him, I'm renting out the house to you, you'll have to pay every month, let's say, $10. So in such a case, he cannot oust him in Ikrach until he gives him Yudvei's Chemish notes. But if he stipulated that he's only renting it out to him for 1 year, then at the end of the year, he can just oust him. And the Seicher cannot say, where will I live? But Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is that even if he stipulated, I'm renting you the house only for a year. So at the end of the year, the master can just tell him, leave the house. It's my house. So that's Rashi. So the Mele, Rashi is Shutose. So he explains the Gemara. He explains the Gemara. The Leodek Minoye, he applies the Gemara of Leodek Minoye to a case where the rental period is already expired. Now the question is, if the rental period is already expired, so why do we have to resort to the time that the master says to the Seicher, you're not better than I, just as it is unpleasant for you to stay in the street. So it is unpleasant for me, not only it's my house, it's not your house. Without that, the answer is Rashi Shitose. Because Rashi Shite is that even if he stipulated that he's renting the house only, let's say, for a year, but at the end of the year, he cannot oust him from the house. But he must give him notice of 12 months, and he must give him 12 month period within which he'll be able to find a house in Kohen, or before in 30 days, so he cannot oust him like this. But if the master himself has no house, so then he certainly can oust him after the rental period has expired. Mashiach Tesis that conveys in from Metzia, he applies the Gemara to the case where the house of the master collapsed before the rental period expired. So the question is, so that's why we have to resort to the time we already know it. But the question arises, how can we, what kind of a time is it? So Tesis explains it on the basis of Gunde. In other words, when a landlord rents out a house to a tenant, so it's on the basis of the, and the landlord has a house in which to live. So the Gunde is that if his house will fall down, so he doesn't want, and under such circumstances, he doesn't want the Seicher to have the house. So in many ways, even before the rental period is expired, so according to Tesis, he can oust him from that apartment. So that's this Gemara. So Tesis says, so before Shri Tamachir, that the reason is why Abaye the Rabbi say Odomosu Mitreya Chayim Misirzmane, and it's initially for Eshes with Abipi and Aben, that he know the most of the Mitreya Misirzmane, and the Gemara in Asheria equates rent, the Chayim of rent, with the Chayim of Pi and Aben, but Abaye the Rabbi say in regard to the Chayim of Alvoy, that Odomosu Mitreya Misirzmane, the answer is there is a difference between a chayv of alvoya on one hand and the chayv of pi and abed and the chayv of rent on the other. Why? Because in the chayv of alvoya, so other person creates money in order to avoid pressure. Mashenke in the chayv of pi and abed. So he anticipates lest chasvi sholem, I mean, the child is an evil, will turn out to be an evil, and is not viable. So the Mele, because of that, so whenever there is a possibility in the mind of the one who is mechuyeh, that perhaps he will not be mechuyeh, so the Mele, he doesn't want to pay up something. That he doesn't know whether it will certainly be consummated as a debt. So by Pi and Aben, the father anticipates, has to show him the possibility that the child will not be viable. So the male maybe needs so then to turn out that he was never mechuyeh. So the male, it's ain't also the frames of money. And by when there is also that possibility, because there is the possibility shemo yiblo beisi shom askia b'tzorich seichalotis the lord of minay. This is now the question arises. So in other words, so the he at first said the Rosh Hashanah time in town. That the Mabish will take. Miu Kashu Rabbi, the Perik Hashel, the Maboy Minei Rabbi Yanai, Secher Rama Nisati Matkan Vitalti. So we see that the Gemara equates the Chayv of Rent with the Chayv of Pina Ben, and there it's Mabish Yishu take. So it's a Raya. So then Tesis says. So it's a raya b'chinami yikitya. But why does The Gemara, so then there is a kasha against Abai and Rave. So Abai and Rave here, Abai and Rave say, oh, the Moshe Mefreter's money. And Rikabi Pinaben, and Rikabi Schires, we say, hey, no, the Moshe Mefreter's money. So he gives another explanation. So the question is, so in other words, so what is it that he at first didn't remember the Gemara and Rometzie, Mil Kasha and Rabi Yamin? So then, and he says, before Shrita Macher, what is it? It's not, it wouldn't defeat the Ri. I mean, just to forget the Gemara and Rometzie, and to give, and if he did forget, so then Tesis wouldn't even mention. What does Tesis have to mention? What the Ri said, if the Ri just forgot the Gemara and Rometzie, and that's why he gave originally that explanation. It's not Mistah. So we have to understand it. So why did the Ri at first explain it on the basis of Mamish HaTevim? If we see from the Gemara and Mamitzie that that's not the reason. And the contrary, that by Pina Ben there is also Shai at the time of Levit Yodem because of Zerizim Magdini. So why did Tesis mention if the Ri said this explanation because he didn't remember? And then one of his Talmidim was Meir at the Ri. So then Tesis shouldn't even mention what the Ri said. After all, the first explanation was grounded in a mistake, and it's not mistada that the Ri forgot, or at first, the Gemara Mometzi. So why did he first explain it on the basis of Mometzi Metevim, and then he says, no, it's not on that basis, it's on another basis, because the debt, the obligation, is not certain. It's not certain. All right. Now, then Jesus says, Kashi, Umiu Kashi or the Korach of the Shlokish, the case of Chotza Shenofar, the Dai Kinei, the Beginish, the Korach, the Kazime, Rabbi, the Robin Ametikshe, the Mede also, the Robi, the Pora, the Shemo, the Yibne, the Esa Kaiser. So Jesus says, Kashi, now that we say, that Abai, the Robin, they only say, the Mosh, the Korach, the Mame, by our boy. But, he doesn't say it, Gabi, he wouldn't say it, Gabi Pina Ben, it's Mishni Foreshes, and he wouldn't say it, Gabi Schires, Gabi Revit. Why? Because Gabi Alboye, so obviously, we forget his money, Kechabu Italian, in order to avoid flesh, to avoid problems. Mashem, King Gabi Pina Ben, where they are, there is a possibility that maybe the obligation will not even be consummated, it will be frustrated by Pina Ben because the child will turn out to be not viable, and by Schires, because the house of the master will collapse. So whenever there is a possibility that the obligation will not be consummated, so then, it's in other words, we pray at the Asmati. So, Gabi Kesa, so there is also a possibility.
For whom, let's say, Reuben built a case, and Shimon will call the Nike. So if Shimon says, I paid it, and the case was not completely built, so it's in a loss with Fayatel's money. So even Abayi Berove should be made there, that he is not also with Fayatel's money. Because maybe Reuben will not build the whole case out. So the main Gemara should ask Kasha according to everybody, not only according to Rish Lakish, according to Abayi Berove also. Because if not for the time, of course, according to Teres and Gemara, there is no kasha. There is no kasha against Rish Lakish, there is no kasha against Abayi Berove, because Kol Shofet B'Shofet Zimel. But the Havamini, the Makshin assumed that Kol Shofet B'Shofet lives in them. So when is this man when the whole case of the Dalet Amis height is built? So the Melee, so it's a kasha against Abayi Berove too. So Teres says, Umi Yubham, we came with Yorim, Al-Tamech, who will come? So, umi wachami kem tzolim al tamecho v'loi kom. So, the Nachlas Dobi, and we have to explain it. So, we have to explain it that way. The Nachlas Dobi says, and Borob Asre, so he says, what Tesis means is that the Makshin didn't know of this word. The Tarts knew of that word, of that, uh, that the Tamachia, keeping the highway, the keeping the highway, the Halami Day, the Shemon Yomus, the Hezeha, Shemon Nigel Pisa, Shomaskia, the Tarzi knew of that story, but the Makshi didn't know of that story. So Mele, since the Makshi didn't know of that story, since the Makshin didn't know of that story, so the Makshin asked, from Kesel, only against the Shlosh, but not against the Bible Rabbi. That's the reason as to why the Makshin asked, only against the Shlokish, but not against the Bible Rabbi, because the Bible Rabbi say, even the Pariah Bissel's money. Even the Pariah Bissel's money. So the Melech, and the Makshin didn't know that the only reason is why Abayah Yerobe say Odom Perea Bisez Mane, Odom Perea Bisez Mane, is only because the death is beyond the shadow of a doubt. But in case where there is a certain doubt as to whether the death will, the obligation will be consummated, so then Abayah Yerobe will be made to Mishlokish. The Makshin didn't know that. So that's why the Makshin asked from the Mishnah of Kesel only against the Shlokish, not against the Bayer Rabbe, because the Makshin assumed that the point of Bayer Rabbe, even by Kesel, where there is a possibility that the application will not be consummated, we still say Odom Osu with Prayer Tezman. This is how the Nachman Zovi. And we have to say that, because otherwise, what does this mean? Umiyu Becham Mikemis Yochlema Utamecho Bechama. So that is alright, if the Makshin didn't know of this Rabbe, only the Tarzan, so Tesis says, even if an Amri Tarzan could have said to the Makshin, Utamech. But he doesn't say it. After all, according to the Tarzan's status, there is no kasha against the Shlokish, there is no kasha against the Bayer Rabbe. But according to the Makshin's assumption, there should have been a kasha. So the Tarzan says, the Tarzan doesn't say Utamech, but the kasha is against the Makshin. All right, the Tarzan, we are satisfied with the Tarzan. But how did the Makshin raise the kasha only against the Shlokish? So what is it? In other words, the Tarzan did not raise the question properly, intelligently. I mean, how can we say that? So the Nachman Zovi says, the Pshat in Tesis is that the Makshin did not know of this Roy that the Ri said, that according to Abayi Berobe only said on the Muslim threat its money if the application is beyond the shadow of a doubt. But if there is any possibility that the obligation will be frustrated, will not be consummated, for one reason or another, because the house will fall, or because the kesel will not be rebuilt completely, or because the child will turn out to be an evil. So if there is any possibility that the obligation will not be consummated, so then Abayi Berobe is made it to Mishlokish in order to spare his money. That's the Tarzan knew of that story. But the Makshin didn't know. The Makshin didn't know. So that's why the Makshin only asked against Abish Lakish, not against the Bible. But there is another Kashi. Alright. So the Makshin didn't know this one. Didn't know this one. But the Makshin certainly knew of the Mishnah in Cheres. And the Mishnah in Cheres says in so many words, so the Makshin himself should have understood that this Mishnah has to be explained according to Abayi Berobe Toro. How do Abayi Berobe say, or the Muslim Kreatir's Mare, when the Mishnah with David Bin Aben says in so many words that the father of the Torah is not known to say, I pay the Tir's Mare. So it's a Mishnah with Pareshes, neged Abayi Berobe. So the Makshin himself should have understood that Abayi Berobe obviously distinguished prayer from Albot. So what was the story of the Makshin in explaining the Mishnah in Chayra as a point of Abayi Berobe? So this is what the Rebbe says. It's not that the Rebbe didn't remember the Gemara in Mitzvah. He remembered very well the Gemara in Mitzvah. But the Rebbe at first explained the Mishnah in Chayra so that Abayi Berobe's din should not be contrary to the Mishnah in Chayra according to the Makshin's Lomdes. So the Makshin didn't know of this Lomdes, that Abayi Berobe Almeide, that any of the Rosh Mechreya tears money in any situation where the obligation is still good to be solved. That the Makshin didn't know. So then the Makshin was also bothered weil Kasche ergänzt, der Bayer Robbe, haut der Bayer Robbe sein, oder muss er unfair, kein Kirsmanni, oder ziemlich in Freshes, Bechesska schon in die Weg, so die Matschen, came to the conclusion, that the point of Bayer Robbe, there is a distinction between prayer and Alvoye, because Alvoye, it's a moment she ain't taking, by prayer, it's a moment she ain't taking. So the Mele, there was no Kasche from the Gemore, from the Mishnah Peres. And then, Enoch Name, according to the Machshen, there is no equation between the Chayv of Lent and the Chayv of Binabe. Who makes that equation? That's the Gemore, the Stamaroi. So, that the Gemore in Bom Metzia that makes an equation between Lent, the Chayv of Lent and the Chayv of Binabe, so accords with the oneness of the Tauzi. But the Machshen wouldn't equate the Chayv of Schiras with the Chayv of Binabe. But there is a kashe in the mind of the Machshen. There was a kashe against the Bayer Robbe from the Mishnah Peres. So the Machshen explained it on the basis that the Chayv of Binabe is a more Chayv of Momish Retaini. So it's not shyer to say with the Tartan. But the Gemara in Bobitzie makes an equation, draws an analogy between the Chayv of Ben and the Chayv. And the chayv of the chayv of Lent and the chayv of Binabe, so obviously the Gemara in Bom Metzia doesn't accept a different explanation. And what is the explanation that the Gemara in Bom Metzia accepts? That Rabbi Rabbi Amir to Mishlokish, in any case where the obligation is still mutu b'sof, where there is a possibility that it will not be consummated. So Mele, from that point of view, so Binabe and Tzchiras are the same. And the Tartzin accords with the Bimore in Bom Metzia. So that's why Teitzel says, Umiyu Bicham became with Yochorim al Tamechom. So in other words, it's not that the Rebbe forgot for a moment the Gemara in Bom Metzia, but the Rebbe, both explanations were given by the Rebbe. But one, the first explanation was given by the Rebbe in order to explain the match. How did the match? Now the match normally has Mikashe against the Shlokish. He didn't have Mikashe against Abayi Rebbe, but the match should have asked the same Kashe against Abayi Rebbe too. So the answer is, the match thought that Pinyin Aben is different, that Abayi Rebbe's din of Osu Odom Lifchiyat Yezmanei applies only to a chayv that is a Yeshu Tevi, but not to a Momen Shemei Tevi. And by Pinyin Aben, it's a Momen Shemei Tevi. But any chayv, even if there is a doubt, maybe the obligation will not be consummated, so but the Machshon assumed that the Korit Abayi Rebbe would say Odomos Lifchiyat Yezmanei. So the Machshon had no kashe against Abayi Rebbe from the Mishnah of Geisa. But the Tartzin knew of the Teretz. The Tartzin knew of the Teretz of the Gemore, of the Gemore Bom Metzia. So Mele, the Tartzin could have said Litanecho, but many times when the Tartzin could say Litanecho, he doesn't say, inasmuch as according to the Teretz of the Tartzin, there is no difference. Now, here Teisa says, V'chein seicher Hashem v'yipo Teisa shal maskir v'yitztorech seicher lotzitz v'yoy odif minei, lodif minei. Now, the same Teisa as appears in Bom Metzia. Let's see. Our Yishlema, the Lord sehr frisch, der im Rippod, genommen habe, für ich nicht kenne. Wie sehr ich nahm, Jorl hat den Haskar, wenn Jippel a Beis, o Jippel beisisch o Masker Atzmeid, wie ich zähne, die Oma lehe, wo ja dich ist in Neue, die dann bin o Lio da zu fallen, von dem Beis. So, hier hat es gesagt, that the reason is why or the muscle. Ain't or the muscle. We pray our rent, takes money, because they say her anticipate the possibility, maybe the basis of mask here will fall down. The basis of mask here will fall down. But the in Bobitzia cases mentions two reasons as to why the it's ain't or the muscle to be pray our rent, takes money. One is because he anticipates the possibility, maybe it's Yippel Beisish of Maskir, Atzvei, that's like the thesis here, and then maybe Viseicha Name Yorel Hadri Masra, Pen Yippel Abais, lest the rented house will collapse. Why doesn't thesis mention it here? How is it thesis in Bobitzia? Says that the state here is not likely to pay up the rent before the rent is due because of two possibilities. One possibility may be the house of the master or the landlord will collapse. So then the landlord will have the right to answer. And the other possibility is maybe the house of the tenant will collapse. Maybe the house of the tenant will collapse. Whereas Tesis in Bobasre only mentioned the possibility lest the house of the master will collapse. Why doesn't he mention the possibility the house of this tenant will collapse? Why? It's more likely that the landlord's house collapses than the tenant's house collapses. There must be a reason. It seems to me that this is told as to whether we can mention only the possibility that the house of the master will collapse, but not the possibility that the house of the Seichel will collapse. Or we can mention both possibilities, should be totally in a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rav in Bava Metzia, in Pirkei Avot. There is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rav, and the Rav in Bava Metzia. Suppose Reuven rented a house to Shimon for 5 years. $100 a year. $500 for the 5 years. And then the rented house at the end of 1 year fell down. Fell down. How much rent does Shimon have to pay the landlord? 100 or 500? So the Ramban says he has to pay him 100. He only lived in it 1 year, and it was rented for 5 years. For we're not talking of a case where the house fell down because the house was in a dilapidated state at the very outset. So then, of course, he doesn't have to pay for all the 5 years. But suppose something happened, as an unusual thing happened, on account of which it collapsed. It's not the neglect of the landlord in any way, just an unexpected thing. So there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rav. The Ramban says the tenant has to pay him only $100, not $500. The Rav says he has to pay him $500. And of course, I mean, emotionally, everyone is disposed to agree with the Ramban. But al pisvore, the Rav is right. Schile simem kayeme. If Reuven sells a house for good to Shimon, and then the day after the transaction is consummated, the house falls down. So then Reuven will say, I'm not going to pay you the purchase price. It fell down. Udalikiyach will be able to say, I don't have to pay you. Of course you have to pay. So it's his bad luck, that's all. I mean, his house fell down. So that comes to Gemara that way. Now, since Chives is Memkayeme, so that means when a landlord rents out the house to Shimon for 5 years, so in effect, he sold him for 5 years. Now, he didn't sell him in perpetuity for good, but he sold him for 5 years. So just as in the case where Reuven sells a house for Shimon for $500,000, in perpetuity. And then the next day, the whole house collapses. So he still has to pay the $500,000. It's his bad luck. So if he rents a house for 5 years for $500 and the house collapses without any neglect by the landlord, it collapses at the end of the year, so he should pay the $500 even if it collapses the next day. $500. So his memkel is man. So what's the svore? What's the svore? Of course, everyone is disposed that we, it wouldn't be right, but al pisvore, so the whole is right. So what's the svore of the Ramban that he only has to pay 100 Jews? But after all, schires is memkel is man. Now the answer is this. Now we see from the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara discusses, Hador bechotzer chaveir shalom yidaite. Hador bechotzer chaveir shalom yidaite. So malo ischa, eini malo ischa. And we pass in the Tzeret Ezra Chosam Ispotah, so eini malo ischa. But he has to pay him if it's a new house, because Asher Ruset Asher Zaisi. So there was a chisom. But if there is no chisom whatsoever, not even one pen chisom, not even half a pen chisom, so then Hador bechotzer chaveir shalom yidaite doesn't have to pay, because then it will cost his money. So we see that in the case of Hador bechotzer chaveir shalom yidaite, so the rent that he is required to pay to the landlord is on the basis of the annoy, of the tashmish. And why do we say then it will cost his money? Because when is it considered as a tashmish if there is a chisom? If there is no chisom, to the landlord it's not considered to be tashmish. If somebody lives in the other one's house, let's say Ruben went to Florida and he stayed all winter in Florida, and then Shimon, Shalom Midas Ruben, he had the key to Ruben's house. He stayed there for a year, and there was no chitzor. There was no wear and tear. I mean, the walls didn't become blackened. It remained in the same shape, exactly. Not heavy penny chitzor. Not. So then he doesn't have to pay money, because then there is a chosar is back. Of course, it shouldn't be a terrible thing. Zeren Zochosar is not the heter to do it. It's only a tour of Tashlum. So why is it pater? Because on what basis should he pay? Should he pay on the basis because he agreed to pay? He didn't agree to pay. Shalom Yidaite. He didn't promise to pay a penny. So he has to pay for the Tashlishi. He had the use of the house. So that's a Aruchi Tashlishi. When is it considered that I had the tashmishim, that the tenant had the tashmishim of the house? Only if there was a chisom to the landlord. But if the landlord had sustained no chisom, so he's not considered to have the tashmishim. So, but if there is a chisom, even if the chisom is a minimum, is a nominal chisom, so then it's considered to have tashmishim, so he has to pay for the whole landlord. That's in the case of Ador B'chotz Chaveir Shalom Yidaite. How about Ador B'chotz Chaveir and Yidaite and they agree upon a certain rental? So the question is this. Does he pay his rent, payment for the tashmishi? Just as in the case of Ador B'chotz Chaveir Shalom Yidaite, where there is a chisom. So he has to pay the full rent. If there is any chisom, then he has to pay the full rent. If, let's say, there is any wear and tear on account of the occupancy by Shimon, so then he has to pay the whole rent as much as the landlord can charge him. The same rent. So there he certainly pays for the tashmishi. For the tashmishi. Or, since schires is memkel is man, so rent is not an obligation by way of compensation for the tashmishi, but it's by way of a purchase price. When somebody sells a house in perpetuity, so whatever he paid, so that's a purchase price. So maybe rent is also a purchase price, but that's it. Let's say. of a dog, what's a habit of showing me that? So they only pays on the basis of the annoyance of the Tashmishi. If there is no chisov whatsoever, he doesn't have to pay a penny. But if there is any chisov, even a number of chisov, even if it's one penny chisov, or half a penny chisov, then he pays the whole rent. So they return for the Tashmishi, for the occupancy. So Mele, in the case where it's with the contract and the agreement and everything, so he also pays for the Tashmishi. So if he pays for the Tashmishi, so then you ask, so then you follow according to Ramban. Suppose someone rents a house for 5 years, and then the next day he decides to move out to Florida, and he leaves it empty, and he tells the landlord, you can take it, I don't want, I'm not using it. So then the Ramban will say that he has to pay the whole rent if he rented it for 5 years, even though he didn't do it for 5 years. The answer is, as long as the landlord is ready to accommodate him and to let him live there, but, and it was rented for 5 years, so it's considered out of din as if he had the Tashmishi for 5 years, he doesn't want to write that same decision. So there it's considered that he had the Tashmishi for 5 years, even though he doesn't want to take advantage of it. Out of din it's considered that he had the Tashmishi for 5 years. But in case where it falls down, where he couldn't take advantage of the occupancy, so then it cannot be considered that he had the Tashmishi for 5 years. So you only have a Tashmishim of 1 year. So Ramban says he has to pay only $100, not $500. The horse says, true, by dog, the chotzer chavir showing me taite, so then there is no mecher muzman. So then the rent is by way of compensation for the Tashmishim. Mashenke, by dog, the chotzer chavir showing me taite, so tzchires is memkel is money. So the mele, it's bought for 5 years. So the rent is by way of the purchase price. So the mele, even if it fell down the next day, so he has to pay more than $500. Apparently, Teisves here mentions only the possibility, Seich Hashem, Seich Maskir, Vitz Torch Seich Lotzitz, Lodin. And he doesn't mention the possibility of Yibil Beisei Shel Seich. Why? Because the Teisves here agrees with the sheet of the whole. So even if it will be not a basic shall say here, he'll still have to pay in the whole rent. What difference does it make? So he cannot say that he hesitates to pay before money because maybe it will not be consummated. Why won't it be consummated? Because it will collapse. Even if it collapses, it will be consummated. Whereas Teisves in Bometzie agrees with the sheet of the Ramah. Now, for next time, for Thursday, you have to go over the Gemara in Burbaska that to find out it, the Gemara in Suez that to base, and the Gemara in Suez that to Dalet, and also Pivot, and also the Suki and the Taimenshi. In Suez, there's a thesis we have in the Chazok and Malo Shaka. The Suki in Suez that to make.
Shir Chafein Bava Basra, Chafei Cheshvin, Chafei Cheshvin, Cheshvin, Heitav Shin Mem, November 15th, 1979, Thursday.
Left off by the Teisves. Ilei me domali praticho bizmani pshite. There is a machlekes between Abaye v'Rove and Rish Lakish as to whether Odom Periya b'sich zman. So Rish Lakish says in Odom Periya b'sich zman, Abaye v'Rove say Odom Osu v'Periya b'sich zman. So the Gemara asks the kashe against Rish Lakish from the Mishnah of Keisa. From the Mishnah of Keisa. Now, Cheska Shinosan, Achoverai Shaloinosan, up to the Aladamas. So Cheska Shinosan, Yechadam, Ilay Medoma, Peratiho,
let's say Reuben built a keser, and then he demands reimbursement from Shimon. So Shimon says Piraticho. So Cheska Shinos. Is Shimon says Piraticho is money pshit, is a kibrahat. El Ragdon Piraticho is salesman. In other words, before the whole keser was built. So I'll know the Dinish Param says, they say Kashi against Mishlokish. So Gemara says here it's Lachas money. Because even before the whole keser is built, for each row of stones it's of bricks. So that is built, so he becomes mechuyev immediately to reimburse the one who built it. Shanochet cholchov bishofo, cholchov bishofo zimne. Yilin gamal bivratichov is mani pshite. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us? Why pshite? Because he's a gamal posho. He's a giver hakob. So, bivratichov. So we know that. Vim teim alamai pshite. Hokim din odo priyatir zmanei. Vanan sadesh is also keiser. Yisrach vashvim on din tzorch lipeire ve'edim. It's not such a pshitis. The Gemara could say that the Mishnah's reference to the case, the Mishnah's reference to the case of the case where he said Piraticho Bizman. In other words, after the whole keser was finished. But then the Gemara is cautious of that such a double portion. It's well known. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell us. No, it's not so well known. Because there is a machlekes in Shavuos as to whether Hamal is Chaver Beidi. And here everybody knows we have to say that the Mishnah's reference to the case as thesis points out he says so the Aredim that Reuben built the case. The question is the Chimen. So originally Reuben built it. He spent all the money. Reuben. The question is whether later on Shimon reimbursed Reuben. So the Mele, since they are 80, it's an ansade that Reuben built it and he spent all the money. He did everything. So it's like Hamalves Chavere Beidim. And one Mandoma says, Hamalves Chavere Beidim. So it's all Chlepere Beidim. So the Mele, he will not be the one to say, Piraticho Beidim. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah that we say Amar Mishchavir Beidim ain't Tzor Lepir Beidim. So it's not just a double portion. Inter Amay Pshito Kiv Dan Pereim Shes Manei. But on Sadi Shes Rosh Keser Yisrael Shem Ben Tzor Lepir Beidim. V'yesh Lo Imar Tafil Mandom Gabi Mal Chavir Beidim Tzor Lepir Beidim. So it's only by our voye Hoso Mishum Lehem Nevi Kore Abel Hoche Leke Shum Hei Choche Beloyhem Ne Hilkach Pshite Ben Tzor Lepir Beidim. So in other words, so we see that there is thesis in the Kashi assumed that according to Mandoma Rishuis that Amalves Chavir Beidim is sold with Pir Beidim. So that applies to the case where somebody builds a keser that is really incumbent upon the two of them, upon Reuben and Shimon. And if somebody builds it himself, Beidim, as in the case of the Mishneh, so he also should say Tzorach Lepir Beidim. That the one who has to reimburse Reuven, so has to do it in the presence of him. That's how Teisves assumed in the Kash. Teisves in the Teret says no, that even the Mandor Marishuas who says Hamalves Chavir Beidi is Tzorach Lepir Beidi, so only Baal Voi, but not where someone, let's say, builds a keser that is incumbent upon both. Now, what's the shayla? So it seems the Teisves in the Kashe assumed that the whole reason of the Mandoma who says Hamalves Chavir Beidim, so is Tzorich Lepir Beidim, and if he doesn't pay Beidim, and then he says I paid you, so he's not Nemon, so that's because of Cheskas Chiyuv. After all, if he's Malve Chavir Beidim, some mele if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon in the presence of Eidim. So the Mele, Reuven has a Cheskas Chiyuv. Then a year later, so they come to Bezdin and they have it in Torah. So Reuven says, I paid. In whose presence? In your presence, he says to Shimon. And Shimon says, no, you didn't pay. So according to that Mandoma, that Amalves Chavir Beidim, Tzorach Lepir Beidim, so Reuven is not there.
Why? She didn't sell it. Why she didn't sell it? There is a kosher between the two valid dvarim. Reuben says, I paid you. Shimon says, you didn't pay. So, according to Bandoma, Hamal Meshavir Beidi. So he saw the Pir Beidi. So Shimon is Nemon. Reuben is not Nemon. Why is Shimon Nemon? Because the Cheskas Chiyuv corroborates the time of Shimon. Shimon says, you still owe me. And originally, Reuben was Mechuyim. The question is, did Reuben pay up, as Reuben claims, Mimele the Cheskas Chiyuv terminated, or the Cheskas Chiyuv continues, as Shimon says? So Mimele the Mandoma, who says Hamal Beshavir Beim Tzor Pir Beidim, holds that that Shimon is Nemon. Shimon is Nemon on his time, that Reuben didn't pay him because the Cheskas Chiyuv supports his time. If that is the longest of the Mandoma, who says so it applies here too. Here, there is an obligation incumbent upon the two of them, that each one should pay 50% of all the expenses. And the Aredim, that Reuben spent all the money on the case. Now, then Reuben claims from Shimon, and Shimon says, I reimbursed you already. So he has already a Cheskas Chiyuv. So Shimon should not be there anymore. So Shimon should not be Nemon according to that Mandoma. That's why Teisa says the Kashi. So in other words, so then the Gemara could say, the Mishnah is reference to the case where he said Parati of his money. What's the Chidesh? It's a big Chidesh. Kamash Melon, that Amar Beshali Rebeidi is a Tzorich we pay Rebeidi. In other words, we don't rely on the Cheskas Chiyuv money. That's Teisa's Kashi. So Teisa's Teretz is no. Everybody agrees that we do not rely on Cheskas Chiyuv in Mome. We rely on Chazok and Mikore by Yisurim, but in Mome, we cannot rely on Cheskas Chiyuv, and we cannot accept the time of the Teveya, Lehitzi Mome, because the Cheskas Chiyuv supports. Even the Mandoma who says, Amal Meshavir Beidin, is Tzorich Lepei Rebein. Is Tzorich Lepei Rebein. He also agrees that it's not on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv. It's not on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv, but because on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv, we certainly could not, on the basis of Chazok and Mikore, we couldn't be made money. We see that Shmuel says, and we pass like Shmuel, that in Hilchim Mimomen Achar Rob, so we cannot be made Mimomen on the basis of Rob, and Rubi is only from Chazok. But even according to Rab, who says that Hilchim Mimomen Achar Rob, that we can be made Mimomen on the basis of Rob's, because Rob is stronger than Chazok. Okay. But Cheskas Chiyuv, everybody agrees that we cannot be made Tzimomen on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv. So why does one Mandoma say, Hamal Veshavir Beidin? Hamal Veshavir Beidin is Tzorich Lepir Beidin? So that's because of Shviras Nemonis. Now we pass Hamal Veshavir Beidin and Tzorich Lepir Beidin. But if the Malve said to the Levi at the time of the Avoye, now I'm lending you $1,000 in the presence of these two witnesses, but I'm telling you that you can pay me only in the presence of witnesses. And the Levi says, fine. So then, everybody, if he said, I'll defray, elevate him, so it's all elevated. What is it? It's on the basis of the promise, because he made a promise. No, it's on the basis of Iduaz Baldin Kimeidin Dome. So since there is a aloche of Iduaz Baldin Kimeidin Dome, so there is a concept of Shviras Nemonis. Of Shviras Nemonis. In other words, like the Mishnah Sanhedrin is Pirik Zabiria, that if one says, Nemon Olai, Abobo Vichu. If one Moldova says to Adam Moldova, I accept the testimony of my father and your father, the Apostle Aides, training. But if he, the Moldova, accepts the testimony, so by Momay, it's admissible because of Idras Baldin Kimeidin Dome. So Idras Baldin Kimeidin Dome doesn't mean only if the Baldin makes an explicit admission. But if the Baldin accepts the testimony of a certain person, so mainly it's considered like an admission that whatever that person says is true. And even though later on he'll say, no, he's lying, it doesn't matter. So it's like a person, after he admits, he'll say, I was lying. So there is aloche, so there is aloche of Igras Baldin Kibayin Dome, not only in respect to an explicit admission that this person says, but if a person accepts the testimony of craving, or if one Baldova says, I'll accept all your tithes. So the melee, he will be nemon if they, and let's say that if someone is mal, so the melee, we pass, everybody agrees, that if Ruvei borrows $1,000 from Shimon, Shimon is a mal, and Shimon says to him, in the presence of him, and he says, Al tifreini alavei, and then later on, Shimon claims the $1,000 from says, I paid you. So then, so and Reuven says, so Reuven says, I paid you. And Shimon says, no, you didn't pay me. You didn't pay me. So the halacha is that Shimon is nemon. Why? Because if Shimon said at the time of the alvoye to Reuven, Al tifreini alavei, and Reuven agreed. Reuven agreed, so mainly it's shiras nemones. He took away his own nemones and he gave the other baldova nemones. So that's the aloche of shiras nemones. As a matter of fact, the whole letter iske is based upon this principle of shiras nemones. Because what is heter iske? I mean, heter iske is abused. I mean, it's used to such an extent that it's ridiculous. I mean, that it has become a joke. In Bank Lumi in New York, so they have a sign on the wall in Hebrew, in small letters, so they have Kol HaAsokim Nasvim Al Yedei Heter Iske. So Rabbi Misha Feinstein said to me, so Moiz Geret Atnai with the Valut from Bank, from Zoiz Geret Atnai. I mean, so it became a joke, I mean, the Heter Iske. But the Heter Iske, so what is the basis of the Heter Iske? The basis of the Heter Iske, first of all, Heter Iske can be used if a person borrows money, you know, to invest in business. So there, heter iske has a meaning. But unfortunately, people borrow money to buy a private house, not to invest in business. So how is a child to say they are shooting? Shooting what? If a person borrows money from another person, let's say $10,000, because he wants to open up a business, so then heter iske means that they are shooting. So whatever he gets is not by way of interest and alvoye, it's by way of profits in the business. But if a person borrows money to buy a house or to marry off a child, so what does it mean? It's heteriski. Heteriski means that they are real shuti. Heteriski means are shuti. So in heteriski you have the meisein and you have the mikabe. So suppose Ruvei give Shimon $10,000 to invest in business, in Iske, to invest in business. So he cannot say, well, every month $100 until the debt is paid, so that will be Ribis Ktutso. If Reuven gives Shimon $10,000, and they stipulate that Shimon should pay Reuven every month $100, so that's Ribis Mamish, Ribis Reis. So if there is a heter iske, so in other words, so they sign ishtar, and then the mikabe writes in the ishtar that say chsimas yodi toidolai shekibalti sach asor alofim zuz miruve biiske shemechze hefze scha. So in other words, Reuven is the investor, he gives the money, and Shimon is the one who does all the work. I mean, you form such a partnership. One gives the supplies the money, and the other one does the work. So, merze schar, merze epse. So, the melee. So, if there is profit, so the share the profit, if there is loss, so not only is not entitled to any profit, he shares the loss too. But of course, that will not satisfy Reuven. So, heter iske at its best is aron. My father never handled heter iske. Never in his life did he handle heter iske. And the Rishash writes that heter iske, even if someone does heter iske, and it's a real heter iske, not a joke, the way it's done many times. So then, it's what the Gemara says, that malvi beribis is nechosov, is yetzil itmiye, so it applies even to one who borrows money or who lends money, an heter iske. I mean, and that, people should learn a lesson from that. So there wouldn't be any business losses. Right. They would learn a lesson. Yes, what is it?
Does this mean a person can't keep his money in bank loan?
No, I don't want, I'm not want to discuss that about bank loan.
Because it's not
the other thing. I mean, I don't want to discuss bank the other thing. Maybe without heteriske, but the heteriske is a job that they have. I mean, might be other. I don't want to discuss it now. I won't be able to give a shiur if I'll discuss the meaning of the business. I just want to point out the basis of heteriske. That's based upon the halacha of shviras lemonis. So he says chotzi hefsed and chotzi schar. But he stipulates the shimen, who is the mekabel of the money, stipulates that in respect to rebach, if it's heteriske, so that means if there is rebach, they have to share the rebach. If there is hefsed, so they have to share in the losses. So the mekabel who says he's mekabel the money, al mechzo schar ve mechzo hefsed. So he stipulates in the shtar that vis-a-vis the keren, the capital, let's say the $10,000, so he should not, suppose, let's say, Shimon will say, the recovery of the money, Shimon will say, let's say a year later, I can't give you anything because there is losses. So he stipulates that he shouldn't be nema. If without any stipulation, suppose a year later, and Reuven demands profits, heaven the profits, he'll say, give me $5,000. I understand that that my chilek of the profits is $5,000. So then, and Shimon will say, there are no profits, there are losses. I can't even return to you the capital, the $10,000, because there is loss. So without any special stipulation, so he couldn't collect even one penny from the capital. But so he stipulates that in respect to the capital, so Reuven, the one who gave him the money, should be Nemor. And he'll only be Potter of paying the capital if he'll produce aid. So he stipulates Bikesha im hakeren loyei enemon loyei enemones rakal peim. So only if Edim will testify to support a Shimon's claim that there was loss, then he'll be potter. But if Shimon, as long as Shimon doesn't produce Edim who testify that there was loss, so then and Reuven will be taken. Maybe there is no loss, so who will be there? So that's Shiras Lemonis. He does not incubate the money. So then, if later on, Reuven comes a year later and says, pay me back the $10,000 that I invested. So Shimon will say, how can I pay you back? We are shooting me. But there was loss, there was no profit. So he said, can you produce AD? He will not produce AD. So then Al-Din will have to pay back the $10,000. But that will not satisfy Reuven. That will not be enough. So that's in regard to the Keren. He wants to be secure with the profits too. So there is another stipulation that in respect to the Rivoche, in respect, so Shimon stipulates in the Shtar Iske that in respect to the Keren, he will not be Nemon to say there was loss unless he produces saving. And as long as he doesn't produce saving, so he's not never to say there was loss. So it will be assumed that there was no loss. So the male will have to pay the cash. In respect to the Rivochim, Shimon stipulates that he'll only be Nemon. Let's say that there was no Rivochim if he takes a shoot. But suppose Reuven will call him later, and they'll ask him that he should pay the keren and also rivochim, and they'll mention a certain amount of rivochim. So, and if Shimon will say, well, there was no rebach, so Reuven will be so best and will say to Shimon, you say there was no rebach,
So you take it away. You don't want to swear that there was no rebach. So then you have to pay. So again, it's on the basis of, on the basis of shviras namoris. But that will not satisfy Reuven because he wants to be secure. So there is another stipulation. And that's the big aron. So the big aron is in the third stipulation. The third stipulation says as follows, that if Shimon will pay him, let's say, $100 a month to Reuven, so that will be in lieu of any other reward. So he won't have to be relieved of taking Yeshua. So naturally, so that's the basis of the heteriski. But suppose everybody admits that there was losses. Suppose a year later, so Reuven and Shimon come to Vesin and they say, Reuven will say to Shimon, I know the whole world knows that there was loss, but I want to get paid anyway. So then Al Bedin, he will not be able to collect the penny. It's only if he's there, maybe there was rebbe. How do I know there was loss? So then he has to pay. But suppose they all admit, so then he cannot collect the penny. He cannot collect the penny. So that's the, so what is the basis of heteriski? So Mele, heteriski is only shayach. Heteriski, first of all, it's aromen, that's why the Mishash is right like that about heteriski. But even as aromen, it's only shayach if somebody borrows money to invest in business. So then it's shayach to say, so it makes sense, we are should. But I'm not demon to say there was loss in respect to the Karen, unless I produce witnesses. And in respect to Mivochim, only if I take Ishwe. And if I don't take Ishwe, I'm not Nemon. But, so then I should pay much more. So there is a stipulation that if I pay a certain sum, so then I am relieved of Ishwe. But if somebody borrows money, takes money to buy a house, to marry off a child, so then it's not child to say, Etariske, how are they shoot me? I don't want to discuss the inner heteriske, please. I don't want to discuss now heteriske. Anyway, so the basis of heteriske is the concept of shviras namonis. So Teisve says, no, it's not the mandoma who says, hamal ves chavir beidi, hamal ves chavir beidi. So he's sorich lepir beidi. So it's on the basis of cheskas chiyuv. No, everybody agrees that we cannot be made simon on the basis of cheskas chiyuv. But it's on the basis of shviras namonis. Suppose he says, al tifrei me'alubeidim, so then everybody agrees that he has to pay beidim. And if he doesn't pay beidim, he's not demon. Why? Because since the malve told him, al tifrei me'alubeidim, and the leve agreed, so in other words, so the leve took away his demon, shviras namonis. On the basis of idras balvin kemeidim domi. So he can accept the testimony of somebody else, of the other baldovo, and divest himself of his future knowledge. So it's all based upon the principle of Hidoaz Baldin, or Hidoaz Baldin Kimeya Eidim Dami, of Hidoaz Baldin Kimeya Eidim Dami. So this is what he says, V'yeshtoim ala filum andom ha-kabim al-chavir meim tzor tzor meidim, hozom shumlele mikorei, abo hochel ekeshu michoche, yoi emne, yokafshite din tzor lepir meidim. The Pandoma who says I'm always chavir meidim, he tzor lepir meidim, even though he didn't stipulate explicitly. I'll define meidim because he holds, since he took the trouble of lending him money in the presence of witnesses, so what does it mean? That's like telling him silently, in mute language, you see that I brought aiding. Why do you think I brought aiding? In order to advise you that you can only pay me in the presence of aiding. So in other words, because of Shvira Demonis, that's only Shayach if a person brings aiding in order to lend him money, lend the other fellow money in the presence of aiding. So that's like a statement of the final aiding. But here, he built the wall, and the whole world knows that he built the wall. So it's not that he did something in order that the world should know. The world knows because he didn't try to hide anything.
to keep from people. But it's not that he deliberately built the wall in such a way that the world should know. The world knows because the world knows. Because they know all the facts. So there was no maaseh was done by the Malveh over there, so there is a special maaseh done by the Malveh. The fact that he took the trouble in bringing aiding for the Alvoye to witness the Alvoye. So the Mele, Inochaname, if let's say, according to Tix Vesteret, suppose one will be Malveh's Chavir of aiding, but not that he brought the aiding. But there was a meeting and they were discussing something in business, a very hidden meeting, and it just happened that in the course of the meeting, there were many people around. So one said, now I'm broke, how do you think I can carry on the business? So if you don't lend me. So that person said, all right, I'll lend you. And it just happened, there were many people. So then, everybody will agree that in Tzorch Lepor Abedin. Because here he didn't bring the aiding deliberately in order to lend the money in the presence of aiding. It just happened that the whole conversation took place in the course of a meeting. And so Agavuche, it's just a coincidence they were aiding. The production of the aiding was not a deliberate thing. So then, there is no Shiras Demones. There is no Shiras Demones. Alright. Now, Vafilam Yas. Now, Tesvis, I ask you to go over all these Gemaras. All these Gemaras. I don't know whether we'll be able to go over the whole Tesvis, because that involves, so many sugyas. Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Borkamen, two Gemaras in Borkamen, Gemara in Ksubes, several Gemaras in Ksubes, and Borbastra and Yineirechen. So many Gemaras. But Gemara says, the Yuchasik Veshwakish, that Imagam Peria Besich Mane, but few of Yas. Now, I just want to go over briefly the Gemara that we find out. That's the most important sugi in this sugi. The Gemara says that we find out the Lama. Ha'u Arve the Yas, the fifth line from the end of the Lama. How are the Yasme, the Pale, the Malve, we come to the Dune, the Yasme. There was an Oret, he should. So what does it mean? Ruben, borrowed $1,000. Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Shimon was the Malve, Ruben was the Levi. Levi was the Oret. Now, Ruben borrowed $1,000. And then Reuven died before the debt was paid. So Reuven died and he left Yoshi. And he left Yoshi children. So then the Orev Levi paid Shimon the chayv because he was a shulet. Mikamed Levin Elias before it was told to the Yasin. Now, so what's the aloha? If an Orev, if a shulet, he pays the debt of the Levi to the Malvi. So then he stands in the shoes of the Malvi. Then he can get reimbursement so he can collect the debt that was due from the Levi to the Malvi. Now he becomes the Malvi. Here he paid the debt that the Yisraeli of Reuben owed to Shimon. So now Levi should stand in Shimon's shoes. And he should be able to collect from the Levi or the Levi's children. Omar Rav Pope, no, they walked on it. The children walked on it. Omar Rav Pope, priest Balchiv Mitzvah, the Yasmel of Nebemetis. So in other words, he cannot collect. He has to wait until the children will become dead. So, that's Rav Pope's reason as to why the Orev could not collect from the children of Reuben. Rabune prayed Rabbi Shua Omar, no, not a reason. Ima tzchor atus, not because Priyas Balchid Mitzvi. Yasmer Avner is Nino. But the reason is, since they are, the children were Ktanim, so if the children are Gdelim, so then we don't have to be Chishish. Maybe the father left a bundle of Zuzi already for paying the debt. Because if he did,
why didn't he, before his death, why didn't he inform his children? They were grown-ups. Vashenkin, the children are coming, so maybe there is a possibility, maybe the father prepared a bundle of money out of which the debt could be paid, but the children don't know because they are too little to be advised of that. And then, as they go older, they'll find out. So back then we're not cheshish for tzor atis. Only by my best, so even by daily we are cheshish for tzor atis. But not by best. Back then we are not cheshish. Why not? Because, monefshech, if the father had prepared a bundle of money, so he should have told the children, even if he didn't know that he's going to die. Even if, let's say, if he died all of a sudden. So he didn't know. But if one has children daily, so usually he tells the children. If he has children coming, he's not going to tell them what he did. So by daily, we are not cheshish for tzor atvase. But by tani, we are shkir for tzor atvase. So, but not because of priyas balchiv mitzvah, but because of tzor atvase. My binaye, what's that kimine? Whether the reason is why you cannot collect from the tani is because of yasra mitzvah, or because of tzor atvase, kishachayev made it. Suppose the father, before he died, he was made it. I owe that money, I didn't pay him yet. So then we have an idea that there was no tzor that was prepared. But according to Rav Popa, he couldn't collect anyway, because he had lots of mitzvah. In Amid Isham, two eunes bisham. In other words, he called him to Ibn Torah, the Malve called the Levi while he was alive to Ibn Torah, and the Besdin passed him that he has to pay, and because he didn't conform to the Psagdin, so he Besdin pronounced an evil against him. There's the aloha if somebody doesn't pass the din. So, umeis bishamte. So, and then he died. So, if we say because Yasper Abne Mevet Nitzinu, he cannot collect from Miftan. Even though there was already a psagdin and everything. But now he's the children, it's not a father. Yasper Abne Mevet Nitzinu. But if the time is because of Tzvara Atresi, here we know that there was no Tzvara Atresi, he was called Ledin and Bezin was Nadi. Alright. So the Gemara says, Shon Chomitam Shamtu umeis bishamte, Hilchese. Now, so Rashi says here, in Vobas, Kadach Kufay Dalai, Priyas Balchiv Mitzvah, Horev Atonase Balchiv, Umil Balpeo, Umitzvah Lipere, Vim Yisein in Prusim Yedgim Udlav Nimevet Nitzinu, Vichikad Lishtai Yedide Vadai. Rabune Ebnei Rabishu Amar Leilom Yasne Nimevet Nitzinu, Kidom Abeirach, Vifirik Shuma Yisein, Yasne Deachle Dilav Didu, Leisle Bosashivkai, it's a sharp expression, Ela Haide Taime, Dilo Yedive, Orev Yasne, Abigadle Vyodolite, Vilarzer Achadim, Die Kelmeimar, Emo Tzor Atese, Avil Malbe Chayov Lifter Zorin, Vyukach, Al Milval, Kol Milval Pei Kelmei Chashbim Mepara Avue, Vichayov, Vavol Gar, Die Kaimon und Likamon Vifirke, Milval Pei Gevim Nayoshi, Hanem Mile Kegei Vishamtu Mis Vishamte, I Name Kishachayev Meide, Upaskin Likamon Vichaskavon Vidavishua, Dom Vichashinon, Asal Mizrinu, El Vichol Chayv Shon Yedin, Shalipor Avim Vichayv Shon Yedin. So Rashi says that Ravune Brit Rabbi Shua Amar Leilom Yasmed Nei Meved Nitzin. What does it mean? Leilom Yasmed Nei Meved Nitzin. What is it? It's a machloket between Rav Popa and Ravune Brit Rabbi Shua as to whether Ketanim Amchuyim Mitzvahs. No one has such a shite that Ketanim Amchuyim Mitzvahs. Of course Ketanim Amchuyim Mitzvahs. So what did he say? Yasra Mevet Nitzinu. The answer is, here it's not just the mitzvah like film. Priyas Balchiv mitzvah, true Priyas Balchiv mitzvah, but this is a mitzvah that is based upon the Shibud Aguf. This is a mitzvah that is based upon the Shibud Aguf. So Mimele, if it is Shibud Aguf, so because there are two Shibudim, as Amr Tam says, there are two Shibudim. When somebody borrows money, so there are two Shibudim. One is a personal indebtedness that is mechuyev to pay, and the other one is a shibud amechosi. Is a shibud amechosi. So mele, if a cotton borrows money, suppose a cotton borrows money, so he's also mechuyev to pay. Of Kashem say only if he will reach the age of butes. So butes mechomekach and gomentach. But let's say if he's a cotton who is 3 years old, he hasn't reached The age of puteis is not mechuyev. Why? Because he cannot. He has no das to be mischayev himself. What does it mean? Borrow money. Borrow money means I take money, $1,000 from the malve, and I obligate myself to pay. That's what halvoy means. But if he hasn't, so if he has reached the age of puteis, so so he can be mischayev himself. But if he hasn't reached the age of puteis, he cannot be mischayev himself. So memele is not mechuyev. But if he reached the age of puteis and he can be mischayev himself, so he's mechuyev to pay. But how about he's mechuyev to pay? So, but he's not he's potter of mitzvahs. So enochaname, according to Rav Pope, if someone will borrow money, and a cotton will borrow money, he reached the age of puteis, and so the malve will not be able to collect from the cotton until it becomes a mitzvah, according to Rav Pope. Because yes, but according to Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua, he'll be able to collect. Why? But he's potter of mitzvahs. So he's potter of mitzvahs. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a shibud aguf. He's personally indebted. He's personally indebted. So b'meile, and even Rav Pope will be made. Suppose he couldn't borrow money. He already reached the age of puteis. He borrowed money. And then the malve wants to collect from him. So Bezdin will not be here with sich nechosa of the cotton. Because Yasme Lavne Mebed Mitzvah, Yasme Lavne Mebed Mitzvah. But suppose the Malve grabs, so Tophasle Mavkinemene. Because it doesn't mean that the cotton cannot, is not Mechuye. Of course the cotton is Mechuye. Sishibed Aguf. And without the Mitzvah. And without the Mitzvah. And let's say, Ebeneach is not Mechuye in that Mitzvah. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam in Ksuves like before. Where is the mitzvah of Kriyas Baal Chayim? So Rashi says there's the posik of Hein Tzedek, the Droshe, Tachnem Tessim, Bo Mitzie, Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Vlav Shaloch Tzedek. And the Rambam says the mitzvah is the posik Vo Yish HaShatonei Shebe, Yeitzi Lecha Avi Tachutz, in Kiseitzi. So that's the mitzvah. How about the Benayach? He is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Vlav Shaloch Tzedek, in the mitzvah Vo Yish HaShatonei Shebe, Yitzi Lecha Avi Tachutz. The answer is, without mitzvahs, if somebody borrows, he has to pay. He's not going to pay. And if he doesn't pay, he's a gazlan. Without mitzvahs, I say. So we may even call it Rav Pope. Suppose a cotton borrowed money, and he doesn't pay, Bezdin will not be here in Sich Nechosa. But if the Malve will grab, so we have Kinomine. Because he owes it. So there is a Shibagu. But, so Ravune Prit Rav Yeshua says, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, even though Yasme is lovely, Mehmet Mitzvah, but this is not just a mitzvah like Tefillin. True, he's not Mechuyim in the mitzvah of Yisha Shatanei Shebe, of Hein Shalach Tzedek, Lav Shalach Tzedek, but he's personally indebted, he was mischayim himself, he already reached the age of puteis. So Mehmele, Bezdin is Yerba Sech Nechosam. But Rav Pope holds, and many of the Shemim say, that Rav Pope, who says Yavno Lav Mevel Nisnei and Bezdin cannot be given from Tanim, is because Rav Pope holds Shibud Lav D'Raisi. Shibud Lav D'Raisi. So Mele, they cannot be here in the Sech Nechosov on the basis of Shibud Nechosim, because there is no Shibud Nechosim. There is no Shibud Nechosim. But if he's a Godel, so then we don't have to resort to Shibud Nechosim. Shibud Aguf, so Mele, we glimmed Medal Katve, Bezdin is given from the Nechosim, on the basis of Shibud Aguf. So, Rav Pope holds, that on the basis of Shibud Aguf, without Shibud Nechosim, if he's potter of mitzvahs, so the Mele, Bezdin cannot be kevi. If it's a godel, so the Ramban says, if it's a godel, so Rav Pope is also made, that Bezdin can be given from him, even though Shibud is